Crumb invited his cabinet that they go around the room and take turns praising the job he's doing. Each poor schmuck took his or her turn heaping accolades on the president, who started the meeting crowing that he had accomplished more in his brief term of office than almost any other president, with the possible exception of FDR. And this in less than 6 months, when all the others had had at least 4 years and some eight. And in the case of FDR, 3 terms. Forget Mount Rushmore. This president would get his own mountain. You got to wonder, are we in a third world dictatorship where fear of execution keeps the lackeys in control? And I have to wonder, what kind of people value their job so much that they'll jump through the hoops this fruitcake of a commander-in-chief sets up for them? Nothing seems too embarrassing. No deed seems too ignoble. No screw-up goes unpraised as high achievement. The world inside the Oval Office is square, and the peg fits only with the utmost effort. Black is the new white. Truth is whatever the man thinks it is. The little goof in North Korea pretty much runs his show the same way. Welcome to government by the insane. We were always told we too could one day be president of the United States. Well, I never really believed that, but all the kids in my 6th grade social studies class would probably be a better leader of the free world than this guy in office right now. Okay, maybe not Jimmy Sutton, the kid who used to pick his nose and eat his own snot. Didn't even try to hide doing it, just dug out a fingerful and plopped it into his disgusting little mouth. Of course, Jimmy probably has his own tech startup and makes billions down Silicon Valley now. Still, I bet he wouldn't go around the conference table and make his staff take turns regaling the gathered assembly how much they like snot eaters. Trump, of course, would make them eat his.